So we're joined now by what I consider the most loyal man, and I miss him, in Hollywood. I don't even call him a Hollywood guy because he's not. I can still beat him in basketball.
Badly.
Yeah. Our guy Adam Sandler joins
Johnny,
us here on the show.
How you been, my boy?
What's happening? How are you, my man?
Great to hear your voice, man. Yeah, I'm so excited to talk to you. I'm glad you're doing great.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you. You know, we're international. This is a worldwide show. So I know you're big in South America. You're big in Qatar.
Yeah, that's right. I'm glad you finally made it over there.
Yep. Hey, listen, I'm really on here to sign my three-picture deal with you. Is that what's going to go on with that?
Absolutely. Let me just make sure everybody's cool with that. You just got the head nod. Yes, Netflix is in.
Yeah, you know what? Benchwarmers 2 has been a long time coming, brother. How you doing? Well, first of all, how's Jackie and the kids?
Everybody seems to be happy with me at the moment. You never know, but I just got finished a comedy week on the road, and when you come back from a comedy week, you never know what you're going to come back to, and it seems like they all missed me and liked me.
Was Swartzen with you on that tour?
Unfortunately, Swartzen was there. He was being psychotic, as you know. We talked about you. We miss you. We miss playing long, watching you hit the golf ball longer than everybody else.
Well, I miss you too, brother. Let me hit this. First, let me go back to something. When you were making your movies, or when you do, has there been one movie that you said that you knew midway through the filming of it that you said, this one's going to be special?
I guess Benchwarmers.
Yeah, of course. You knew that. I mean, you knew that when you made me the gay mean coach. By the way, if I'm ever back on one of your sets, do I have to be gay again? Not that there's anything wrong with it.
No, absolutely. You can be anything you want to be. That's the beauty of 2017. You step whatever you want. You got Shawnee boy. I never know. I you know that
yep.
We work hard and we just make sure that we love every day. Make sure we're happy with what we get. And you never know what film's going to connect or not connect or feel different. But. But you just like everything. You just work as hard as you can every day.
Why are you so loyal to the guys who've been with you for so long?
It's all I guess it's all eye contact. If they look at me and say, "Please help me," I can't say no. You know, everybody who wants to be in one of my movies, all they got to do is FaceTime me, and then they're in. You know, if I see their face, then I got to do it.
Hang on a second, I'm calling your number right now. Hey, with this. Sandy Wexler, I woke up this morning. See, you got me. I'm such a nutbag because I love you so much. I woke up this morning at 6 a.m. and watched it through and through. And I know the neighbors at my place are laughing like, this guy's a whack job. But I'm watching my whack job friend go through it. And I know with a kind of a stakeoff and a spinoff from the guy, Sandy Warnick, who discovered you 3 years before Saturday Night Live, mm-hmm. and kind of a not only a spinoff but a tribute to him. Mm-hmm. This must have been a blast to make, not only the cast, but my man – to carry that voice throughout the entire movie. How you do it, I don't know. But this must be fun. Netflix and you, what a great relationship. But you must have had a blast making this one.
It was great. It was something, you know we've made fun of this man, Sandy Wernick, for about, you know, for as long as I've been with him. Me and my friends have mocked his goofiness and his voice and made fun of him to his face and seen him stare at us. And then we said we have to bring it to the next level, so we wrote a movie and made fun of him publicly.
Jennifer Hudson's pretty talented, right?
Yes, she's excellent.
Is that your first time working with her, Sam?
Yes, I didn't meet her until we shot, we were putting together the movie, and then you remember Tim Hurley.
Oh, yeah.
So Tim, we were trying to cast a part, saying, who'd be great for this? And then he mentioned Jennifer, and I got excited, and we all called her agent and all that stuff, and then she came over and hung out, and we had a great time, and that's how that all happened.
We knew about the voice, and she's obviously been in movies before. What's the what's the one thing that shocked you about her?
I don't know. She was just very sweet. I guess the more we got to know each other, the more relaxed we got, and you know, and her family, my family started hanging out, and she's just a sweet girl. Man, she does so much charity work. She every every weekend when we would be tired from the movie and be like, all right, I'm just going to hang out. And she'd be like, oh, I'm flying to Chicago. I'm putting on an event and raising money for just she just raises loads of money for people who need it. So anyway, she's a good lady.
Did you was the now where was this shot, the Sandy Wexler movie? Where'd you guys shoot this?
We
on Sunset
in
Hollywood. All of it in L.A., though?
I think so. I think we shot the whole movie. It was crazy. It was like, that doesn't get to, you don't get to shoot in L.A.
Right.
anymore. Netflix was very like, hey, come on, let's bring shooting back to L.A. And they were very, I mean, when I first started, you know, a long time ago, 20-something years ago, all the movies were made in L.A. And then all of a sudden that just changed, and you're always on the road. And these guys are trying to bring it back to L.A. It's pretty cool.
That's the voice of Adam Sandler. His new project, Sandy Wexler, is out on Netflix. You must see it. You'll laugh the entire time. Tell me how this relationship with Netflix came down.
It was a very lucky thing. What happened was they were putting my older movies on Netflix, and apparently they said that people watched them a lot on there, and they kept calling up my guys and saying, would Adam ever want to do movies for us? And I kept saying, I don't even know what you're talking about. I didn't really know what Netflix was. I was dumb. And then they flew up and met with me, and my brother, who works with me, he kept saying, you should do this, man. This is Netflix is pretty incredible. This is all people, all my friends are watching Netflix, all their kids are watching Netflix. And they came up to me and talked to me about it, and I liked the people a lot. His name was Ted Sarandos, came up to see me. He kind of helps run the company. And I loved him. But then I left the house. I was in Toronto. And I saw a couple of, like, teenagers outside. And I said, hey, what are you guys doing this week? Are you going to the movies? They said, no, we're going to watch Netflix tonight. Something like that. I said, that's funny. I wasn't aware that so many people watched Netflix and blah, blah, blah. And these guys were so cool about it and wanted to do business. And we're very cool about creative control and all that stuff. And I don't know. They were just good guys, and it worked out.
Hey, you've heard of Twitter, right?
That's something I just heard of like a couple days ago. People say sentences and they hit a button, right?
There you go. Only 140 characters, bud, in case you haven't talked to your kids about that one, too. Listen,
Twitter.
We got to do about 2 minutes of commercials, 3 minutes. I want to promote more. Can you come on and laugh with me for 15 more minutes?
Absolutely, Shawnee boy, and I hope your family's doing great.
We're
Say
doing
hello
great.
To the kids.
I will. Now we're going to be. My kids think about you all the time. Well, I call back. What time, Segs? How much time we got before? 3 minutes.
I'll call you back in 3 minutes. You got it. I'll get that.
All right,
done.
Love you, brother.
Right
Thank
back.
You. We'll talk to you in a few. That's Adam Sandler. The movie out now is Sandy Wexler. You can find it on Netflix. As good a man as there is in the business. We'll have some more laughs right here on the Sean Salisbury Show. It's Barrett. It's Carlin. It's Sager. It's Salisbury. Be right back.
You're listening to the Sean Salisbury Show. Follow the show on Twitter at S. Salisbury Show.
We continue on the Sean Salisbury Show, taking us home to 7 o'clock Eastern, joined again by the best in the business, Adam Sandler, here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Sandman, when you think back to your days when Sandy Warnick signed you and you uh-huh. known that relationship and your first night on Saturday Night Live, remember it?
Yeah.
Talk to me.
Couldn't believe it. It was very, you know, I was young. I was 23. I was nervous as hell. Didn't want to fail. Didn't want to faint. Didn't want people to, my friends at home, to think I'm insane. So it was, but it was a big night.
Did you know when you walked off that set that night that you killed it?
I don't think I knew I started. I didn't start doing well until, like, maybe my 10th time out there that I started relaxing a little bit. I was so nervous and my head was spinning out there, and I got by. I'd watch it back and go, okay, no one realizes I was insane at that moment, but I was terrified. It took me a while to get caught. Actually, when I watch the new guys now, I am baffled how smooth they are and how calm they are. I'm like, oh man, these guys are way ahead. Like, guys who have been on it for a year are already feeling confident enough like I did in my last season.
So you actually think these guys are as talented as you guys?
I think they're excellent. I think they're very at ease. They're very funny. They're on target. They know what they're doing. I mean, I definitely didn't feel as calm as them. Yeah, I like what they do.
That's the voice of Adam Sandler's new project, Sandy Wexler. You got to see it. It's on Netflix. Now joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. I woke up 6 this morning laughing my ass off for 2 straight hours.
I'm so happy, buddy. I'm so happy you watched that thing.
You remember when you and I, when we were in your trailer shooting Longest Yard, and you and I and Chris Rock were in there, and you came out with your new, it was a new album, your new comedy album.
Yeah, I was sitting
on your leather couch, and I threw up when you were talking to your agent and said, hey, it's a hit. Salisbury just threw up on my couch.
That's right, man. You laughed so hard. You threw up. That was the greatest, buddy. I mean, what a hang we had back then in New Mexico. That was the greatest.
How good was that? Those are some of the fun. I tell people, and they always ask about you what he is. I said, what kind of guy is he? I said, well, not only loyal, but he's everything you think he is and then some. And we laugh and joke. I said, but the different array of characters on that set –
whoa.
Was unbelievable. Yeah. From the talent to the laughs to the athlete, the athletes that were there. It was an absolute blast. And to you, I don't know who taught you to play quarterback, but damn, he was good.
Shawnee Boy was the only one in that position, man. I remember when we were throwing the ball around that park in Bel Air.
Yes.
And, yeah, that was the greatest, man. You got me to fake it okay, man, but I certainly never could look like you. You are a stronger, more solid human being than I could ever be. Why can't I be you?
But yeah, that's it. Well, you acted it well. The difference between you and I is in that movie you didn't throw interceptions, and I threw a lot of them in my career. So there's the big difference.
You know why you threw a few picks? Because you felt bad for some of the other guys. Like, this guy should have some, too.
Yes, I'm a very compassionate guy. Adam Sandler joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Tell me what's in the way. I know you're doing a lot of travel with the comedy and doing your stand-up, which is killing it. Tell me what's next in the movie, what's going on. And you got your Kevin Can Wait, your production company, Happy Madison Takes, which is a funny show. We got to get Kevin James on here to talk about it. But tell me what's in the works now for you, movie-wise.
You got it. We're putting it together right now, but I'm doing a movie with Chris Rock again this summer. We're going to shoot one in New York. We're working on the script, and we're trying to get that all right, and we should be shooting it this summer.
And what a comedy, obviously, but give us the gist of it.
It's Chris's son is marrying my daughter, and it's kind of like the week of the wedding, and it's putting together a wedding, and the family's getting to know each other kind of thing.
I was with you when Jackie was pregnant with your first.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell me now what it's like being, tell me about being a dad.
That is the one and only thing I think I'm 100% dedicated to. Man, I love it. I love it just like you. It's all you think about. My God, I think of them all morning, all night, and just make sure they're doing all right. And they say insane stuff to me, and you keep thinking of their future like, praying that that's going to work out.
Do they realize how cool their dad is, though? Do they know? I mean, do they do it? I know they're a little bit older now, but do they get it?
I think they like me in the house. They have a good time. I lay down the law pretty hard in the house sometimes, so they do run over to Mama sometimes and be like, we got to calm that crazy man down.
So you're wearing the pants or the good wife?
No. I don't know.
Of course
I don't know what the hell happens. One moment I think I'm the king of the house, the next moment I'm like, oh, okay, I lost it. I lost it to Jackie. She's running the show.
Are you still surfing?
I'm never good, but I quit for like 5-6 years, and then the last couple of months I shot out there like 3 or 4 times. Have you been surfing, bud?
No, it's been a while. You know, I had both my surgery on both my knees, so I'm like Steve Austin. They've rebuilt me, dude. I got mad hops now, so you and I can two-on-two them on the basketball court. It's good to go, brother.
Great basketball player you are, man. Have you been hooping at all?
Yeah, I'm going to start hooping again. Yep, it's time.
That'd be good. That's good.
I'm going to let you go. We got to go. Hey, you know you always can promote anything on here. We love you. To take this time means everything to me. And
my pleasure. Thanks for asking for me to come on. And congrats on the show. I'm happy for all you guys. And Sean, way to go. Your families, make sure you say hello to everybody.
I will. And the kids love you. And comebacks are great. So it's good to be back at it.
I appreciate you.
Go see Sandy Wexler on Netflix. You don't want to miss it. You can lay in bed and watch Adam Sandler. Boy, that sounds like a winner.